All right, drink up. We do not want to be late.
Corey, don't worry. We'll make it.
Topanga, that's what you said on Sunday, and we missed most of 60 minutes. Okay, it's not called 15 minutes, Topanga.
Where are Jack and Eric? You know, we gotta get going because the place is gonna be packed.
I bet you anything we're waiting because of Jack and his hair.
Where are you guys going?
The Blue Room.
Oh, I hate that place. Loud music, tight clothing, wild dancing.
Yeah, why would we ever want to go there?
I'm not going, man.
It's fine!
It's not fine. It's a disaster. You don't understand. It's just... it's not holding, all right? It's not holding.
I like dancing.
Hey, so why don't you come with us?
Because we have other plans tonight. Or did we forget about watching the Doyle Quintuplets on 2020?
We can tape it.
All the nights to run out of hair gel.
No. Taping it is just not the same, Topanga.
You know something, Jack? If I were a woman, I'd think you were swell. Really?
Okay, fine. Then we can watch it and we can go with them afterwards.
At 11 p.m.?
You guys go and have fun.
Okay. You wouldn't really have fun anyway. It's not your scene.
Not our scene? What do they mean by not our scene?
Those quintuplets are as cute as the dickens.
What, they think just because we're married, we're not fun anymore?
I'll tell you who's fun. Ricky.
Who's Ricky?
He's the one that no one thought would make it. You get him, Ricky! What did you do that for?
We are boring.
According to who, Topanga? The in crowd at the Blue Room?
Our friends didn't even invite us to go along with them.
Topanga, who cares, all right? Now turn on the humidifier and come to bed. Let's go. We got everything we need right here, don't we?
I guess so.
Spoons!
We're in a rut. Just because we're married doesn't mean we have to be old.
Old, why? Because we choose to stay home and have a nice quiet evening while the others are out gallivanting around, trolling for happiness?
We have become your parents.
Ooh. Never, never mention my parents in bed. Never!
Corey, we have to do something drastic.
Okay, fine.
Where are you going?
I am getting dressed, and we are going to that blue fish room.
No. Not like this. Not because I'm forcing you to go with me.
Okay, fine. Back to bed.
Corey, I just don't want to be excluded anymore. I want to have fun.
All right, maybe you're right. Maybe I am becoming a little set my ways. You want to show everyone we're fun?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, tomorrow night, you and your old man are going to go to the hippest, hottest, ragingest party anyone has ever seen.
Really? Where?
Right here. Ooh. Now let's get to sleep. There's a 6 a.m. sale at the Linen Loft, and guess who's got coupons?
Ow!
Morning, Eric.
Make it better, Jack.
All right, you know what? For the last time, kissing the boo-boo doesn't make it go away. It'll be fine.
You know what, Jack? I don't know. This boo-boo feels different. It feels special. I don't know. My nose is all tickly, and I just feel like...
You're going to pour milk into your cereal. Not that I'm going to eat it now.
Jack, this is amazing. I sneezed, and I saw a vision of you pouring milk onto your cereal.
No. This is just more background information for the nice people at the asylum.
You know, they were nice. No, Jack, I'm telling you, smashing my head is what gave me my special powers. When I sneeze, I see the future.
Wait a second, I feel one coming on.
There's a fire at the Peterman warehouse.
This just in. There's a fire at the Peterman warehouse.
No, no, no. This can't be happening. Yes, Jack. We've been down this road before. Something amazing happens to me. You try to resist and I pull you down anyway.
Fine. I'm gonna die either way. All right. I believe in your stupid little powers, Eric.
All right.
See, that was painless. Now,
the first thing I believe we have to do is determine why God gave me this power. Mm. I wonder why he gave it to me and not someone like, say, oh, I don't know, you.
2146-53.
You're snotting on me.
Dude, 2146-53, those are my Nana Boo Boo's measurements. She is hot.
And hurry to those lotto machines, folks. Tonight's Pennsylvania lottery is nearly $4 million. And in other news...
Oh, no, no, no. Those aren't Nana Boo Boo's measurements. Those are lottery numbers.
No, the lottery's got six numbers, Jack.
You're right. That's right. Come on, sneeze me the rest.
Hey, I am not a carnival act.
All right, yeah, I am a carnival act, but my sneezing is a gift.
It's a gift that should not be abused. Unless, of course, we can use it to get chicks.
We get those lottery numbers. You can buy all the chicks you want, okay? So come on, sneeze me the rest.
The king of Norway's having a fish.
Come to our party. Come to our party. Come to our party. Come to our party. Come to our party.
What party?
Corey and Topanga's We Are Out of Our Rut Rip Roarin' Party Party. Wow. Cake, ice cream, games, surprises. Look, Sean, surprises.
Hey, Cor, what's with the party?
What, a couple of people like us can't throw a hoedown? Read this.
You are out of your rut.
What?
That sounds good. Congratulations.
So I want all you kids to wear your tassels and your leather and your get-up and such, and I will see you all tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. Saturday night. I know I've been out of the loop for a while, but isn't that the night y'all rebel rouse?
Yes, it is, especially this Saturday night. Corey, your party is the same night as Jerry Durbin's.
So?
Jerry Durbin's party is the best party of the year.
Oh, really?
All right, look, it's no big deal. We'll go to Corey and Topanga's party, and then we'll go to Durbin's party and have some fun.
Excuse me?
Don't worry, Corey. We won't leave until your party's over. What, your thing will be done by 10, right?
Look carefully, Sean. What does this say?
No parents allowed. Nice touch.
Thank you. Thank you. Read on.
8 o'clock to question mark.
Question mark, Shawnee. Do you know what that means? It means that nobody knows when this party's gonna end. Okay? Do you know?
No.
Do I know?
No.
It's totally impossible to predict!
Corey, don't worry. We're gonna spend plenty of time at your party.
No, no, it's fine. You go to Durbin's and make nice with the cool kids. But you're making a big mistake, Missy, by doubting the power of a Corey and Topanga party. Oh, sure, we won't be in leather. But that's because I'm allergic and Topanga is a sweater.
Hey, Corey, calm down. We're coming to your party.
Don't do me any favors, okay? The whole campus has these flyers, Shawnee. So there might not even be room for you or this thing on your face.
Come on, you don't mean that.
Don't come to our party. 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 But we'll compare notes on Monday about who went to the better party. And I take notes like a secretary.
Still don't see why I have to wear this stupid thing.
Because you have a propensity for head trauma.
You don't care at all about my head. You just care about your stupid lottery numbers. I mean, sure, the helmet looks good. But this wasn't a gift given out of love. This was given out of greed. You know something, Jack? You take all the fun out of sneezing.
Okay, you know what? Sneeze, you baby.
No, come on. No more pepper. My nostrils hurt.
Sneeze.
No.
Jackass.
No. Come on, man. Look, I got 21, 46, 53, and then I got nothing. I got nothing here, okay? I need you to help me out, all right? Come on. It's now or never. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. The numbers. No. Someone's in trouble, Jack. That's what I just sneezed. We've got to get out of here. That's ridiculous. Who's in trouble? I don't know. But I do know that he needs my help. God gave me these powers to help people, not to give stupid lottery numbers. I'm people, help me!
He's cheating on you.
And he's gonna rob this place. You know what? You're just a bad guy!
Panga, could you come in here for a moment?
Oh, my! Honey, don't you think this might be a little bit much?
Nah, I think people appreciate it when you go the extra mile.
Oh, my quiches are done.
You know, I thought people might be a little tired of 20 questions, so I got a few other games.
Oh, Cora, I think people might be tired of playing... I haven't played that game in years!
Exactly. That guy Dervin may have flash, but we've got substance. This party is going to be quite satisfying.
Taste this.
Mmm! Quiche-alicious.
No, Cora, you have to save some for our guests. They're going to be here in 2 minutes.
It's 7:58 already? I haven't even picked the music yet. What should we start?
I don't know. Put on something that we can dance to.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
If you tell me one more time that we left Dervin's party right as you were about to get your groove on,
you know what?
Nothing, dear.
I was getting on my groove too, you know. But it would have happened eventually.
Hey, look, it's only 10 o'clock. We'll be back at Dervin's by 11.
Corey does not want us here anyway.
Hey, that's what he said. What he meant was, if you don't, I'll nag you till you bleed.
Damn.
Nobody came?
Oh, I feel so bad.
They look devastated.
You know, we should do something.
Where are you going?
Back to Dervin's party.
Yeah, honey.
Nobody came to our party.
I know. I almost left.
That's it. We are a boring married couple who doesn't know how to have fun.
No, we're not a boring couple. We're a young, vibrant, healthy, exciting couple who've been saddled with superficial friends who wouldn't know a good party if it fell on their heads.
Maybe.
You know, maybe it's a good thing that no one showed up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those quiches weren't your best.
What?
No, don't get me wrong. They were great. I'm just saying, you know, you've made better. It's a compliment, really.
Really? But do you want a compliment from me? Bite me.
Excuse me?
Well, maybe nobody came to the party to eat my quiches because they read your great jokes on the flyers. Come join our party. It'll be party-rific. Buckle up for the ride to Funville. What is that?
It's called wit. And it wasn't the jokes that kept people away.
Was it the signs on the doors?
No.
Because I guess not as many people were authorized for fun as you thought.
Well, what about your dumb dance music? I mean, that really packed them in.
Oh, my dumb music? Are you sure you don't mean dumbtastic or super-duper dumb-dumb?
You know what, Topanga? You were the one that started this whole thing. And when you'd be hip, we wouldn't know what. I was perfectly happy staying home on a Saturday night and doing nothing.
Well, I'm not. I want to go out, Corey. I want to have fun. I want to be wild.
Wild? Ha! You wouldn't last 10 minutes in those nightclubs.
Cram it, old man.
That is it.
Oh.
Sweater! Very funny! What about your wild little get-up, huh? When
When's the PTA meeting?
Mr. Rogers!
Soccer mom!
Corey, this was a nice blouse!
Yeah, and now it's a ripped one! Off your shoulder a little bit there.
Yeah. Say the same thing about yours.
Middle? Nowhere, Eric.
Something bad's gonna happen here, Jack. I feel it.
Wait a minute. Something bad is happening. You're costing me $4 million. $4 million! Give me my numbers!
Hey! Obviously, Jack, you've never had superpowers, okay? So you don't know what's going on.
Look, Jack, don't you get it? There is no way that that money could be nearly as satisfying as what we were brought here to do. Look around you, Eric. There's no one here to save. Give me my numbers.
Out. 12, 22, 22.
What was that?
I said 12, 22, 42.
The numbers! Yes, all right. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You take your numbers, and you remember as you're sitting there with your $4 million that to get it, you had to bash your best friend's head against a dumpster.
You had a helmet on.
It was you.
What was me? What are you talking about?
It was you all along.
He's reaching out to you, Jack. He's trying to save you.
Save me?
That's right. Save you from your greed. My vision was about you.
He's right. You're the one in danger.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack, I mean, look what this lottery has done to you, and you haven't even won it yet.
You're right. No, I let greed take me over. I didn't care what happened to you, what happened to our friendship. You know, it's unbelievable. The things that people will do for money. Oh, well, off to buy me a ticket.
Hey, we tried.
This party better be good, Hunter. Durvin's party was awesome.
Shut up, Durvin. All right, I'm gonna go over this one more time. On the other side of this door, it's ugly. These people are wonderful, but they're incredibly square. And remember, nobody gets their 20 bucks unless they stay the full hour.
This was a really sweet thing to do, Sean.
I just hope we're not too late.
Best party I've ever been to.
Oh, Topanga, I was wrong. I love your quiche.
I love every boring bone in your body.
Really?
Let's never go anywhere again.
You think they do that every night?
Well, gosh, that's probably why they go home at 9.
Okay, party's over. There's no way we're gonna save this one.
I'm going back to Durvin's.
You are Durvin. I cannot believe that we felt sorry for Corey and Topanga.
I know. I mean, I feel sorry for us.
I wonder what their food bill is a month.
I don't know. You know, let's just go back to Durvin's.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget Durvin's. Let's just go to a grocery store.
Eric, quick, come out here.
Yeah.
Come on, I said I'm sorry.
Not sorry, you're evil.
Well, just sit down and watch me get filthy rich. They're about to announce the winning lottery numbers.
That's blood money.
I'll give you half.
All right, turn it up.
And here are tonight's winning lotto numbers.
I'm gonna buy myself a new helmet.
32, 6, 27, 18, 9, 2.
We're rich!
No, we're not. Those aren't the numbers you gave me. This is worthless, and you're worthless. Here.
No, Jack, no.
Eat it. Eat it.
So much for the New York lottery. Now for the $4 million Pennsylvania lottery.
Oh, my God.
The winning numbers are 21, 46, 53, 12, 22, 42. And in other news, governments...
Well, that's a coincidence. Oh, what you're gonna do to me. Corey, come quick. John Stossel is doing an expose on tainted meat.
Now I ask you, would you rather be spending the night at some glitzy club or learning how to spot a bad brisket?
You're right. Brisket.
I mean, it's not like I don't enjoy dancing or going out and having fun. It's just that the best time I have is when I'm here with you.
Oh, look. Bad flank steak.
I love you.